And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we're going to open a Zinfandel that I did a little checking on, and it seems to be getting some mixed reviews and something a little mysterious about it. I don't know. Some people have tried it, seem to think that they're really not sure where it comes from. So we're gonna learn a little bit more about it tonight. Should be an interesting wine to try. Also, we have these wonderful foods to taste that my lovely wife, she has prepared for the show tonight. These wonderful foods. And she put together a really nice little dish for us. And so we're hoping to try that out and pair it with the wine and see how it tastes. Now, if you're joining me for the first time or for the 153rd time, because this is the 153rd episode of the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes, and as a matter of fact, I have them right here. There we go. They're right here. I have my show notes. And I've got a list of things to do tonight. We have a list of things to do tonight, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I want to make sure this was a fun show for you. I spent a lot of time working on this. I hope it will be. Hope you don't have any glitches like last week. Last week we had some glitches, but hopefully we'll see how it goes. So I'm checking the feeds to make sure they're working. Okay. All right. So I do have my show notes anyway. They're right here. But the show is not really about me. It's not about me at all, actually. It's a little bit about the wine. But the show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back with our favorite libation, our favorite snacks, whatever it is. Just kicking back, relaxing, having a good time. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We talk about things that bring people together, things that are going to be meeting new friends, meeting old friends. Let's get together and just have a good time, okay? Forget the worries of the world for tonight, and let's just enjoy our company, the company that we have together, you and me together. Now, I do have a few things that we're going to do tonight. We're going to open, pour, taste, and review this wine that I'm going to show you here in a few moments. But we're also going to do a few other things. Now, let me see. Check my show notes so I don't forget. We're going to do some national days. We're going to toast some national days. So there'll be some toasting involved. If you have a birthday or if you know someone who has a birthday, jump in the chat. Tell me what it is. Tell me when it is, who it is, and we'll toast their birthday. That's fine. Also, it's dad joke night. Put in your best and your worst dad jokes, any dad jokes in between. Put them in the chats. We'll read the dad jokes. I have some dad jokes to read from a new dad joke book that I just picked up. And you know what? Mods are going to look at some of the jokes, and I'm going to get recommendations from mods and you to determine who's going to win a dad joke book tonight, one of these new ones. Hopefully I can give one away. I'd like to give one away. So jump on the chats and tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you'd like to be drinking. Tell me what you'd like to see me drinking. If I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can get it and I can drink it too. All right. Well, in addition to that, I'm going to show you another sketch from the folks at the Boone Daily. So that should be a lot of fun, a short sketch from that. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this interesting puzzle that my daughter Tia and I picked up that we're going to be putting together on an upcoming episode of our Puzzle Zone stream. So it should be interesting. So that's what I've got for tonight. And of course, it's an open chat, so tell me what's on your mind. Tell me how your week went. Let's check the chats here first before we get going. And it's kind of quiet on the chats. Yeah, we were really, really late last week, kind of threw everybody off. It's probably throwing everybody off again a little bit this week. And hopefully, we're not having any issues. Let me know if we're having some sync issues of any sort. Okay. So far, it looks okay. Knock on wood, and there's plenty of wood here to knock on. I need it. I just stop for a moment and check and make sure that we're not having sync issues. But if we're having any sync issues, please let me know. I have been trying to work these out been trying to work out all kinds of things with OBS and some new settings and all kinds of funky stuff. It's just, it wasn't fun, just funky. You know what I mean? Big difference most of the time. Anyway, so this is what we've got. Now, let me show you this wine that we're going to toast with tonight. We're going to open up and review. It says Zinfandel, but on the side of it, it says Corvelia Zinfandel. I'm going to show you the side view. Here you go. See, Corvelia Zinfandel. And I don't know. It's interesting. There's no year on it. There's no, vintage date on it per se, but it does say on the back of this wine, as I'll show you the front again, Corvelia Zinfandel. This is California wine. And from the back, see what it says there? It says lot 20. Now, I don't know if that means 2020. I don't know what that means. 2020, or maybe it's lot 20 from 2019 or 2020 or 2021 or 2022. I don't think it's 2023. If it is, I'm not drinking this. It says, yeah, Corvelia Zinfandel, sustainably grown and harvested from the rolling hills of Paso Robles, product of California. Paso Robles wine. This is 14.5% alcohol by volume in this 750 milliliter bottle, made and bottled by Corvelia. Is it Corvelia? Corvelia. I think it's Corvelia, Paso Robles, California. And this is interesting because I tried to do a little checking on this wine before the show. There are some things on it, but some of it is, it's kind of mixed. So we're going to open it up and we're going to find out for ourselves if it's any good to drink. Hey, this could be a short show. And no, I'm not planning on drinking a whole bottle of wine that's 14.5% alcohol by volume, ABV. No, not planning on doing that tonight. Going to take it easy. All right. So let's go ahead and check the chats one more time. Now, we are live, just to let you know, and I forgot to mention this at the beginning, so everyone knows where to go for the chats. We are live on Facebook. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. We are live on YouTube. YouTube is Drink with Rick, of course. We're live on Twitch. Twitch is Drink with Rick 1. Drink with Rick, the number one, all one word. And CM Cinder's in the chat with us. CM Cinder, good to see you. It says Zinfandel is a funny word. It kind of is, I guess, in some ways. I guess you could say it's a funny word. It could be funny the way I say it. Let's see. We're live on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. We are live on Twitter, from what I can see, from what I can tell. Yeah, we are live on Twitter. Let me see if I've got any tweets, any responses, notifications on Twitter. Any replies? No, kind of quiet on Twitter. I don't expect too much on Twitter unless I make some kind of a big deal about something and then people want to jump in and, you know, slam you for it or something. I don't know. Twitter seems to be more like that these days than a fun place to be. And of course, we're on Odyssey. Odyssey is a new one for us. We are live on Odyssey, and Odyssey is Drink with Rick also. Drink with Rick, Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we are live. We have a live chat going there as well. Now, we are also live on our website at drinkwithrick.com. The website is drinkwithrick.com. There's a live feed going there. Now, there's no chat in there, but if you click on the post for this episode going on right now, you'll get a comment box below it, and you can type in your comments, and I will respond in kind. It won't be right away because I don't see the comments right away. It'll be later on, but I do read the comments, and I will read them on the next show if I can remember to do so, because my stream of consciousness has. I have a comment that someone posted on YouTube a little while back, and I keep forgetting to read it every week. So I'm gonna try to remember to read it tonight. If someone in the chat can remind me, I'll try to do that. Also, the podcast. The podcast goes out Monday nights. If you can't watch now or watch later, you can always hear the podcast. The podcast goes out at Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and it goes out. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, and by email. If you click on the little blue button that says by email, when you go to Drink with Rick and drinkwithrick.com and subscribe there, click on the little blue by email button, put in your email address, and you'll get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no sales mule call. It's just for the podcast. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time, but please don't. And you can, if you want to support me, you can also buy me a coffee. I've got a little buy me coffee thing there, and you can do that. There's no obligation to do that either. It's just there if you want to. Some folks do want to support the show, and that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. No problems there. On Odyssey, I think they've got an option where you can pay in library credits. So you can always do that if you want. But once again, there's no obligation to do any of that. I don't really need to. To be honest, this is the most expensive show I've ever produced. And, I don't make anything on it. This show, the following program is sponsored by me. Just me, myself, and I have three sponsors, me, myself, and I. That's pretty much it. Okay. And no income from this show at all, really. Really. Okay. But this is a labor of love. This is because I want to get together and with you and just have a good time with you. That's all. Just enjoy it. That's what I do. I look forward to this every week. I really do. This is something I look forward to doing every single week. And on the weeks that I'm not streaming, I'm a little bummed out, you know, because I'm not up here talking to everyone joining me on in the chats. So join in the chat and say hi. And let's go ahead and get started with the wine. Now, once again, this is what we're drinking. This is called Corvelia Zinfandel. Now we're going to go ahead and open this wine up, and I have my foil cutter. I'm trying not to mix my words up again here, and we're going to open that up. This thing was moving around. You know, another little trick, you can also just pull this thing off. You can do it. I've done it many times. But I don't want to try it tonight. I don't want to hurt myself. Okay, we're going to open up this bottle, and we're going to use the mechanical corkscrew that my lovely wife, Chi, gave me as a gift. Look at that. Comes right up. Isn't that wonderful? I'll remove the cork later. Set that aside. And, of course, to pour it, I have my trusty aerator in here, and hopefully it'll stay put where it belongs. It works pretty well. Have my aerator, and of course, to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty Galway genuine Irish crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. And this one looks like it's got a few water spots on it. That's not good. Got some water spots on this. All right. Well, hopefully it's clean. It should be. All right. So let's go ahead and pour a little bit into the glass. Set that aside. And of course, I need to hold the glass in place. I need my trusty Drink with Rick coaster. I am preparing to print some more of these up, so get some more of these done so we can send them out to those who want them. All right. I'm going to give this a little bit of a swirl. Get a little more of a swirl. Try not to splash any on the keyboard or anything else around here. We'll set it aside for a moment, and we're going to let it open up and breathe. And while it's doing that, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I checked around, as I said earlier, online, and I found some interesting items on it. Most people who reviewed it gave it 4.5 out of 5 stars, But then when I went down and read some of the reviews on it, I thought the reviews were a little bit mixed. There were some, a lot of people liked it, but there were a couple that didn't really trust it. I think there was one on Seller Tracker that, was that the one? It was on the, well, it was one of the ones on a 2019 vintage. And I have no idea what vintage this is. I really don't. It doesn't say. I'm going to assume it's a 2019. I don't know, but you know what they say about assuming. And I'm not going to repeat it here. But one person in particular said that they didn't like the wine at all, pretty much. And they had their reservations about it. They had their doubts as to whether or not this was a wine really from this label. Maybe that this label was not an actual winery, but could have been, you know, they just bought the wine in bulk and then just filled in their bottles and slapped a label on it, which does happen quite a bit. There is a lot of that that goes on in the industry. And as a matter of fact, we've talked about that many, many times in the past on previous wine streams, how there's a lot of this buying out of wine in bulk, and then, you know, other companies that don't really have a vineyard they don't actually make the wine themselves. They just go out and buy this stuff and then bottle it and, you know, put their own label on it and sell it as if it is theirs. And there's a, I mean, that's not even the word. I can't say it's really bad, but it's, I don't know. I'd say it's a little deceptive maybe. But there's a lot worse that goes on in the wine industry. A lot of counterfeiting of wines that go on. A lot of nasty stuff. So you just never, sometimes you just never know these days. And I'm not doubting that in this day and age, particularly this year, with a lot of other things going on out there in the world, that I think some of that's probably going to step up a bit. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of this sort of thing than in the past. Anyway, I digress a bit, and I'm looking around. Vivino gives it 3.8 stars out of 5 and 122 ratings. That's also for the 2019 vintage. They have some other vintages here, one that gives it 4 stars. I don't know which vintage this is, once again, so I have no idea, once again, what this wine is actually like based on the reviews, because they're reviewing vintages from other years, it looks like, some of them. So I really don't know. So we're going to find out ourselves in just a few moments. But before I do that, let's go ahead and check the chats one more time. And kind of quiet in the chats here on Facebook and YouTube and Twitch. What's going on Twitch? And CM Center, you think Zinfandel is a funny word? Well, yeah. I think we already discussed that, didn't we? Okay, so nothing else going on anywhere else. It's kind of quiet. So that's good. Let's go ahead and get to drinking the wine. All right, let's give it a bit of a sip. Actually, first let me give it a bit of a whiff. Okay, that doesn't smell too bad. Let's see. Smells a little oaky. Smells a little bold, actually. Kind of a mix of cherry and blackberry, I think. Let's give it a little taste. Wow, there's a lot going on here. Pretty jammy stuff. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah, I taste some cherry and some blackberry. I'm tasting a lot of other red fruits too, and I'd say probably there's a lot of red fruit in here, but there's also a hint of plum, I think. Kind of oaky, but this is a lot bolder than I thought it might be. For a Zinfandel, I expected a little bit of boldness, but this is a lot bolder than I expected. It tastes more like a blend. It doesn't really taste like a true Zinfandel. It tastes more like a blend of Zinfandel and something else. I'm not absolutely sure. It's not that tannic, but it is pretty bold, and it is it's a little on the sweet side. A little bit, I'd say in some ways, a little sweeter than I prefer for a, because, you know, I like dry reds. This is a little bit of a sweeter red wine than I really like. Yeah, and I taste it on the tongue. It tasted very sweet on the tongue. Went down, getting a little more tannin on this now than it was at first, but it's still not that tannic. But it's a fairly smooth wine. It's a fairly smooth wine, but I can see this one giving me a headache because I can kind of taste the alcohol in this wine, and it is like a super bold wine for me. And you can kind of tell because this isn't really a dark ruby. This looks more purpley. Purpley, is that a color? A purple, it's almost a purple color. It's so dark. And so the red is so deep in this wine. I don't know if you can tell. The lights don't really do it justice. It's kind of hard for it to cut through the light. As a matter of fact, this might make a terrible filter, you know, because a liquid filter, because it's the light's just not cutting through it much at all. Let me see. No, I mean, not in the, any of the, it's not really. Yeah, it's like, oh, this is a very, very dark. You know what? I can barely, I can't even see the bottom of the glass with this thing. And it's not that much wine in here. I can barely see the bottom of the glass. It's dark and it tastes bold. And it's a little bit too sweet for my taste. But, to be fair, I'm going to let it open up because that's what we do here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream is we let the wine open up, give it a chance to get it oxygenated, aerated, let it breathe a bit, and then we'll try it. And as I said, you know, you can't really tell everything about a wine until you get down in the bottle. But I, to be honest, I don't think I want to get too far down in this bottle. I'll say right off the bat, I don't think I'm liking this wine a whole lot. It's okay. I don't know where it got the 4 stars from, but I can't say that it's my favorite. It's not my favorite Zin. And I like a good Zin, but I can't say that's my favorite Zin. And Amy's in the chat. Amy's in the chat on Facebook. Amy, it's great to see you. Thanks for stopping me out. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Amy says, happy Saturday, Rick. Had to cut out early last week. Hope all went well for you this week. Yes, and I apologize. That was my fault because I started so late because we had the technical issues. Hopefully, we're not having technical issues now. By the way, if it looks like, let me check here. Okay. It looks like we're in sync. Does it look like, Amy, does it look like it's in sync to you on Facebook? Hopefully it is. I've been having some sync issues here earlier this week with OBS and with this setup, but let me know and make sure it's syncing up okay. Amy says none so far. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you very much. It's much appreciated. Trust me, this show is just as much your show as it is mine because, I mean, on your end, I can't really see what's going on that end all the time very well. Even though I have all these screens up and everything, I can't really tell as much. You're basically my floor director here. Amy says, sure is, seems right as rain. Thank you very much, Amy. Well, if you didn't get the itinerary, if you didn't get the rundown earlier, we're going to, I did give it kind of a primary review, but we're going to pair this with a few foods. Then we're going to have some fun. We're going to toast some national days. If you have a birthday or know somebody has a birthday, we can toast those too. But I'm not putting a big emphasis on the birthdays now. But we are going, this is dad joke night, so feel free to jump in with the dad jokes. We're going to read a few. I've got a new dad joke book here, and I might just give away a dad joke book based on what the mods decide in the Twitch mods. And if we can give away a dad joke book tonight, that would be all the better because I haven't done a giveaway in a while. And for those of you who have won the dad jokes books before, this is a different dad joke book. And I know I'm jumping ahead here, but I'm going to show it to you in a minute. But it looks like a pretty good one from what I've seen. Also, I have another video. I have another video from the Boone Daily to show you, which I think you might enjoy. Kind of a cute and clever video from the Boone Daily, so I'm going to show that as well. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yes, let's go ahead and pair it with some foods. Let me check Twitch one more time. CM Center says, you read that earlier. Yes, I did. I'm just repeating it for those who are just now getting into the chat. Let's see what else we have going on here. And I like to check some of the new places here that we've got. All right, good. We're set. All right, let's go ahead and go to camera three. Now, I have this wonderful array of foods that my lovely wife, she has prepared for me before the show, just before the show. It's probably getting cold now. We have some burger here. Now, Zinfandel, you know what? A Zinfandel will go good with a number of different foods, beef and lamb and things like that. It goes good with some cheesy foods and some kind of fatty foods. It does go well with a lot of high-fat foods. The hamburger should go well with, I mean, it goes, I would say, hey, you can have Zinfandel with a good burger. Nothing wrong with that. We're going to try it with this one. And I'm on camera two now. So I know which camera to look at. So we're going to try it with the burger, which I think is getting a little cold now because it's been a few minutes since we started. But it's still a good burger. And my wife, she marinated it. For the show. So it really has a nice, she didn't marinate it, she marinated. There you go. It's good. It does bring, now I don't know what she marinated it in, or what she marinated it in, if you're into puppetry. But I'm going to try another piece of that. Why not? Let's go. She did not grill this one, I think, on the grill outside. I think she pan fried this one. But it tastes kind of grilled. Has kind of a charcoal taste. This wine, kind of magnifies that charcoal taste a little bit, which I think is kind of interesting since we did not grill it over charcoal. But I think it's what my wife marinated it in. This is 14.5% alcohol by volume, folks. So I'm trying to go easy on it tonight. All right, let's go. Let me go ahead and clear the palate. It goes pretty well with the burger. Now, I can't say I'm liking this wine by itself. But so far, it's pairing okay. I could have it with a burger if that's the only bottle of Zin in the house. I've got more to say on that later, I think, on the final review. Let's go back to camera three. Let's try it with the, what is this cheese? Chi, can you remind me, what is this cheese here? This is, I forgot what it is. It's a white cheese. We're going to try it anyway. Let's try this white cheese here. And maybe this wine is kicking in a little early. All right. Oh, this is the, I know what this is. It's pretty good. It's not the unexpected cheddar. It's the other one. It's the Dubliner. This is the Dubliner cheese. Okay, it's good. The Dubliner cheese. And I like the Dubliner. It's pretty good. Let's see how this goes. Okay, not bad. See, the Dubliner is, I think that one came from Trader Joe's as well. But the Dubliner is a little bit of a sharper cheese. It's not, you know, a super soft, easy cheese like a mozzarella or something. This is a sharper, harder, sharper cheese. And I think it's probably a fairly decent pairing with this wine. Although I would say that I would probably pick a better Zin for it. I don't know how I feel about this wine. I'm going to clear the palate. Let's try it, though. I don't have any of the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda tonight. But what I do have is I do have the Cracker Barrel cheddar. This is a fairly sharp cheddar, I believe. So is a fairly sharp cheddar. It should go okay with this wine. It should go pretty well with it. And I like this cheese a lot. All of us do. We do enjoy this cheese. It's one of cheese favorites too. Okay, now this is interesting. With this wine, because of the high alcohol content in this wine and the cheddar, it's okay. It works pretty well. However, with this cheddar mixed in with this wine, I can really taste the alcohol in it. I mean, for some reason, the cheddar just brings out the alcohol content in this wine, which is really interesting. I don't know how I feel about that. Because I like to enjoy the wine for all the other flavors, for all the nuances of flavors, you know, the cherry, I was tasting some blueberry, or blackberry, I should say, and whatever it was I was tasting in there before. Now all I'm tasting is cheese and alcohol, pretty much, out of that one. So that's kind of done a number on my palate. I'm going to have to clear the... And I still have a hint of alcohol in my breath. Now, this has a fairly long finish. This wine does have a fairly long finish, but it finishes off. You can kind of get a little bit of alcohol kind of, you know, in that taste. I can't say I'm liking it. My favorite wines are the ones where you can taste the wine. You know there's alcohol in the wine, but you can taste the wine, but you're really not tasting the alcohol. You're tasting all of the different flavors. When the alcohol starts to overpower everything else that's in there, and it wasn't doing that on the first taste, but when I put that cheddar cheese in my mouth, that's all I got was cheese and alcohol pretty much. So I'm not sure I'm liking that too much. My lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat, and she says Dubliner. Thank you, Chi, Dubliner. And I kind of figured that out before I saw your chat comment. Yeah, I figured I was a Dubliner because when I tasted it, I was like, what's this? Oh, yeah, it tastes like Dubliner. But thanks for, I appreciate you confirmed me that. That definitely, so my taste buds are working. I know my taste buds are working. It's just this wine. Okay. Well, we'll have a little bit more of it, but I don't think I'm going to be drinking too much of that. Maybe I'll be toasting with the water. Look, it's not terrible. It really isn't terrible. It's just a little bit too sweet and a little bit too bold for my taste. And to be honest, I can hardly see the bottom of my glass with this much wine in it. And, that's telling you how bold it is or how dark and heavy it is. It's a heavy wine. So that's what we have. Okay, I think that does it for the tasting. I've got it with some grapes. I could taste it with a grape. Why not? Let's go back to camera 3. Oh, I love these grapes. These are wonderful. We only have a few of them left. Let me get one that's not all chopped up. There we go. We only have a few of these grapes left. And these are such good, crisp grapes. And, gee, where did we get this? Juicy grapes. Now, if this grape doesn't go well with this wine, we have a problem. And it's not with the grape. I have to get the other half. Wow, this is a really nice, and they're crisp, very crisp. It gets me fur, I should pour a little more wine. Let's see. That was an interesting mix. Enough said about that. I cleared the palate. It did bring out more flavor. The wine did bring out more flavor in the grape. I can't say that the grape helped the wine any. Okay, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. Okay, so that's kind of what I have here. I'll give you my final review at the end of the show, but right now, as it stands right now, I can't say that I'm really liking this wine a lot. And yeah, we have had other wines in the show that I didn't like per se, and some that I didn't care for as much. I really, really like Zinfandel. Don't get me wrong. I really like Zinfandel, and there are some Zinfandel wines that I truly love. So far, this is not one of them. Okay, not even close. So there you go. But I'll give you my final review at the end. This is, once again, this is what we're drinking here. All right. So anyway, let's go. Let's have some fun. Come on, let's get some fun. It's time to have some fun. Let's go to the chats one more time for just a moment. And kind of quiet on YouTube and Twitch to see what's going on Twitch. Everybody on Twitch is probably watching. Somebody else, it's okay. I think a lot of people got scared off last week because we started so late. What can I say? All right. What do we have next on the agenda here? Oh, yes, National Days. All right. Let's pull up and let's toast some National Days. And I don't know how much toasting I'll do. Fortunately, we only have a few National Days to toast, so I'll go easy on this with the wine. This is an interesting bottle of wine. You know, I did forget to tell you what I paid for this wine and where I got it. So I checked around before we get to the National Days. I checked around on Cellar Tracker. They didn't help me out much there. Wine Searcher didn't really help me out much there either. Although they did say that it was a Zinfandel, and it said it was really rich and intense. That's what they said, it was rich and intense. And they recommend that you pair it with lamb, which I think probably makes some sense because as bold as it is, I think it needs something like lamb or something along those lines, maybe venison or something that would probably go okay with that. I don't know. I don't have either of those here to try, but it might be okay with that. But everywhere else, Vivino has it listed for $9.99. I think that's pretty much across the board. $9.99 is what they have. Yeah. This is what I paid for it, and I purchased it at Trader Joe's. I don't think I've ever really had a bad wine from Trader Joe's. Well, I've had one that kind of came close, but this one, where is it here? This is, I can't even read this thing. Maybe I don't have it on here. No, I don't have it on here. But it sounds about right. The Corvella, I don't have it on here. I don't have the right, interesting. I got all these other wines above, but I don't have it on that receipt. But I pretty much, if I recall, that's about what I paid for it. Something like $9.99 or $8.99, something along those lines. I don't think I'd buy another bottle of this at that price, I'll be honest. Yeah, and that's just me. I just didn't care for it, but that's just me. You might like it. You might like it. If you like really bold wines like Charlotte from Charlotte, who recommended the what was the one she recommended from before? It was the Cooper and Thief, which I did not like. I did not like it at all. This kind of reminds me a little bit of the Cooper and Thief, a little bit. But the Cooper and Thief, I think, was a cab. I think it was a Cabernet. But she loved that wine. That was her favorite go-to wine, and she just she really talked it up, and so I bought a bottle, and it turned out to be not something I wanted at all. So, I didn't finish that bottle. I actually poured the rest of it out in the sink, much to my wife's chagrin, because she came back later and said, you know, I could have used it for cooking. And I looked at her and said, you don't really want to use this wine for cooking. You don't really want to use this wine for anything. But that was just me. That was just my opinion. Okay, everyone's palate's different. And I'm not knocking Charlotte from Charlotte on that. I'm not. It's just, that's what she likes. That's okay for her. It's just not for me. I think this wine is the same sort of thing. But my final review at the end of the show, to be fair, I will drink a little more of it, and I'll give you a final review on the end of the show. Okay, so in the meantime, what have we got? Oh, yes, National Days. Okay, well, so here's what we got, the National Days, and this is courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. nationaldaycalendar.com, where my friend Marlo Anderson is the CEO of. And we gave away some of his calendars. We do that every year. We give away a couple of National Day calendars every year on the show here. And we did that already. As a matter of fact, I think it's iconic. He just received his. And I think, now here's one thing though. Your mom's sentiment, if you're watching now or later, I haven't heard back from you yet to see if you received yours. Now, I know I sent you one, and it took a while to send it, and it was cost about four times to send it there than I wanted. And that's why we generally don't send out of the country. We want to keep these within the United States because they become problematic. Some places we can't even ship them to at all. But I did ship yours out to you, but I don't know if you've received yours or not. So let me know. And also, I did hear back from It's Rexu, who won the dad joke book last year. And I just want to say, It's Rexu, I did get your note that said you did receive it, and I really appreciate that. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Really glad you're enjoying it. It took me a long time to get it because It's Rexu was also, I think he's in the UK, and I could not get him a copy of it because I was trying to send it through Amazon, and Amazon would not ship there. And I had to find another way to order a book and then find a way to be able to afford, because it costs a lot more than I had budgeted for to ship it out there. It costs like four times what the book costs to ship it out there. And I had to figure out and see if I could even do that. And fortunately, I was able to do it because UPS wanted to charge me like, whoa, I couldn't afford that. So I was able to send out USPS. So It's Rex who did say that he did receive the book, and it's great. I'm really glad you did. Moving forward, like the book tonight, I want to give away tonight. You're going to have to be in the States. And I know that's not something I like to hear either, but because I like to give away, because we have people watching from all over the world. And I don't want to leave anybody out. I want to include everybody in this, and everybody can have a lot of fun. But logistically speaking, I can't necessarily send a prize to anywhere in the world. So just anywhere. So we're trying to kind of keep it within the U.S. I hope you understand. I do have some information on the Twitch page that explains a little bit. And I don't want to get too much in the weeds on it. That's probably where I'd leave it from there. Anyway, the National Days, here we are, National Days, March 26th, which is today for another hour and 11 minutes. March 26th is Epilepsy Awareness Day. It's also known as Purple Day. Epilepsy Awareness Day. Now, you know, that's a pretty serious thing, epilepsy, and I will definitely drink to that. It's something that, you know, if you can give to a charity that a reputable charity that helps deal with epilepsy and to help epilepsy patients, 14.5% alcohol by volume. Yep. Okay, so if you can do that, that would be a really good, because it is a serious thing. I think the closest I've come to, it seems to me, I remember when I was a kid, I think I knew someone who had epilepsy and who suffered from epileptic seizures. If you've never seen that sort of thing, it's pretty scary. It is really scary, and it can be life-threatening. So definitely life-threatening. Now, Tommy's dog, Cosmo, when he passed away this past year, he had a brain tumor, developed a brain tumor, and he started having these seizures. And pretty much they were basically epileptic seizures. He'd have these seizures, and it just scared the heck out of us, you know, seeing this happen. And there's nothing you can do. I mean, for the dog, there's nothing you can do. You just have to wait and let it pass and hope that he recovers from it. And the aftermath of it for the dog, at least for our dog, for Tommy's dog, Cosmo, he was I think for the first 30, 40 minutes after the seizure, he was blind. He couldn't see where he was going. He couldn't see where, and he panicked. He was just panicking. He was just running into the walls, running behind stuff. And he didn't know what to do because he was completely blind. And he just, it was just, I can't imagine. It's just a terrible thing to imagine. And I don't know if it happens the same way in humans as in dogs, but I can say that epilepsy is a pretty serious thing. So I think if you can, if you know of a charity that that does it, I don't know of one right offhand, but maybe consider looking into a decent charity that does help out with that, making a small donation for that and for epilepsy research. If we could find a cure for that, that would be amazing. Here's the Epilepsy Awareness Day, Purple Day. It's also National Nougat Day, and it's National Spinach Day. Now you got 2 days there, one's for nougats and the other one's for spinach. One's for, it was candy, and the other one is for something healthy. Kind of balances the day off, don't you? I'll drink to both of those. Why not? March 27th is International Medical Science Liaison Day. It's also National Joe Day. So if you know about someone named Joe, here's to Joe's everywhere. I'll drink to that. My uncle's name, I had an uncle, Joe. No, I'm not talking about Petticoat Junction. Yeah, there was an Uncle Joe on Petticoat Junction, too. But the Uncle Joe I had when I was a kid, he was a pretty cool guy. Really, really nice guy. Really cool guy. Anyway, it's also National Scribble Day, March 27th, which is tomorrow in about an hour. In 7 minutes, National Scribble Day. In honor of National Scribble Day, which isn't yet, but will be, I'm going to scribble on something. There you go. Just did it. Just scribbled on the back of my show notes, and I will drink to that. I did my part for National Scribble Day. It's also National It's also National Paella Day. Not Paola, Paella. Okay. I better not drink to that because I'm not going to be able to say anything if I have a few more of these. So we'll just leave it at that. You can feel free to toast if you want to. That's just fine. And Paella, yes, CM Center. Paella, Paella. That's correct. Yeah. Thank you for helping me out there. All right, I think that does it for the National Days. Anyway, you know what I did forget? I forgot to do this. Let's do this for National Paella Day. Paella. Let's drink to that National Day. Here's to that National Day. There you go. I drank to that. And with that, that does it for the National Days. And aren't we glad? Yeah. All right. What's next on this list? Oh, yeah, here's on the itinerary for tonight. You know, it is dad joke night. Please put in your best, your worst dad jokes in there. I'm going to read a few here in a few moments. We're going to do that in a few moments. But before we do, I do want to let everybody know that we've been on a kind of a hiatus with, you know, my daughter T and I do a stream on, or we have been doing a stream on Thursdays and Sunday nights called The Puzzle Zone on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/The Puzzle Zone. Now, we've been on kind of a hiatus this month, but we're back. We're back tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., 8 to 10 p.m., we're going to be doing a new puzzle on The Puzzle Zone. And I think I have something on here. Yes, I do. That's The Puzzle Zone. Sundays and Thursdays on twitch.tv/The Puzzle Zone. Now, let me show you what I have. This is the puzzle that we're going to open. This is really cool. We were up in Boone a few weeks ago taking my son, Tommy, back to App State University to finish out his final semester at App State. And we were visiting one of the shops there in Blowing Rock. Blowing Rock. If you've ever been to Blowing Rock, North Carolina, it's a really nice little mountain town and home of the Blowing Rock. And I'm not going to get into that right now, but really quaint little town. It's a lot of fun to walk around in, a lot of cool shops. And one of the shops we went into had a lot of puzzles, a ton of puzzles. And I didn't weigh them all, but, you know, we would say it's a figure of speech, literally a ton of puzzles. It's not literal. It looked like a ton of puzzles, okay? For those who don't like it when I get too literal. Anyway, so we came across a few, and we were trying to pick out a couple that we could take back with us to put together on the puzzle zone. And we came across this one. I thought it was pretty cute. This is what we're going to be opening up. It's called 101 Pooping Puppies. Yes, it is a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle called 101 Pooping Puppies. Now, I haven't counted them all in the picture. This is a depiction of what it looks like. I have not counted them all yet, but I think that's probably what we're going to do. I think when we finish this, we're going to count, when we finish the puzzle, we'll count all of them just to make sure there really are 101 pooping puppies. And they're not all Dalmatians either. And I think there may be maybe one or two in there. Maybe. I think there's one right there. Isn't that a Dalmatian? Can't tell. Anyway, it might be. But they're all pooping puppies. So that's 101 pooping puppies. Now, interesting thing about this is that the lady who sold us the puzzle, I said, you know, this is kind of cool. She picked up the puzzle at the register. She says, you know, this is a huge seller for us. We sell a lot of these puzzles. Now, she didn't say they sold a ton of them. She just said she sold a lot of them. So I don't know how many. I don't know how many puzzles were in a ton. What's a puzzle weigh? Okay, never mind. But 101 pooping puppies, she said this is a really, really popular item. And we're looking forward to trying this out. 101 pooping puzzle, pooping, not pooping puzzles. See, that's what 14.5% alcohol by volume will get you. 101 pooping puppies jigsaw puzzle. And yes, that's what this is. And of course, you can watch it live on the Puzzle Zone, Sundays and Thursdays on twitch.tv/thepuzzlezone. That's a / the Puzzle Zone. And I think you'll enjoy it. I think we'll enjoy putting it together. It should be entertaining, to say the least. So that's what we've got. Steve Center says, hee hoo. Yeah, you know, we're going to have some fun then, won't we? And it's kind of quiet in the chat tonight. Yeah. Let me check Odyssey. Yeah, that's quiet too. And YouTube. Yeah. This is where it's happening, folks. This is where the action is happening. This is where it's all happening. Right here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Now, this is what we're giving away tonight. If we get enough people to give one away, I don't know. Maybe I'll just give one to, I don't know, whoever shows up. This is what we've got tonight. Whoops, that's not what it is. Where is it? Here's my, this is the new book that I picked up. The old one was this one. This is the one that we were giving away before. It was 500 plus dad jokes. Funny, clean, corny, and just plain silly jokes. And I think there have probably been about a half a dozen people here, maybe more, that have won one of these at one point or another here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, because we've given quite a few of them away in the past. But they're not publishing that one anymore. They're publishing some others. And I picked up this one. I thought it was pretty interesting. So we're going to read a few out of this one. As a matter of fact, I'll probably use this one to read from. I think that would be kind of entertaining, kind of. So if you're ready for some dad jokes. I tell you what, though, before we get to the dad jokes, we have a video to show. This is a video from as you recall, if you were watching last week, we had a video that we played from a little series called The Boone Daily. And what this is my son, who's attending his final semester at App State with a bunch of his friends, all attending this class on film video production, their assignment was to come up with a series, and you know, they do these whatever it was they wanted to do, and then they would add to the series every week and culminating into a final review. So what they picked was, they picked, if you recall my showing News at 6, it was kind of an inspiration for some of that, with, I guess, where they wanted to do a spoof of a news program, complete with commercials and man on, you know, on the street news items, you know, news stories, and spoof TV show promos and movies and things like that. So that's what they're doing, and they're doing this thing called the Boone Daily. Even though it's not daily, it's like weekly. But, and they're getting airtime, they're getting airplay on it on App State TV, App TV, which is the TV station at Appalachian State University, and also on YouTube. You can actually watch them on YouTube. Anyway, I've pulled a few of these sketches, and ones that are family friendly, they said that we could use on the show, and I pulled a few of them to show, and I'm going to show one tonight if everybody's ready. This one is called, what's this one called? This one's called, oh, I'm not going to give you the, yeah, I, that's a spoiler. If I give you the title, it'd be a spoiler, because it's part of the joke. So I'm just going to go ahead and play this if everybody's ready. You ready? Everybody's ready to see this? Okay. Let me go ahead and play this. We don't, yeah, I know. There are not a lot of people. Yeah. Well, we're going to go ahead and play it anyway because I want to do some dad jokes. It could be fun. All right. So let's go ahead and play this. This is a segment from the Boone Daily.
Howdy, and welcome to the Boone Daily. I'm Texas Rye.
And I'm a Rocky Concrete.
Kicking off our top stories today, a new movie is hitting theaters next week and is speculated to be a huge hit. TBD News has been given the opportunity to premiere the trailer. Let's take a look.
Michael is an ordinary high school junior.
It sure feels weird being a high school junior.
And Michael has a pretty ordinary dream.
Man, I wish I could be a high school quarterback.
Then just go to quarterback trial, Michael.
Although it may seem like Michael has everything going for him, there's just one catch.
I can't throw, coach.
You can't throw? This is quarterback tryouts.
All right, Dean, you're starting. Sam, your backup. Michael.
With your backup against the wall, sometimes all you can hope for is a miracle.
No freaking way.
This summer.
Sydney, it's me, Michael.
Shut up, Dean.
No, seriously, we got Freaky Friday.
Well, that makes sense.
Get ready.
What the hell? Why am I a dweeb?
To get.
No, really, it's me, Dean.
Shut up, loser.
Oh!
Yo,
I finally have everything I've ever wanted.
Freak on.
Well, almost everything.
Freaky Friday Night Lights.
Wow, those guys are really handsome. Can't wait to see it.
I can. That guy owes me money.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
See you next week on the Boone Daily.
Yeah, that was the Freaky Friday Night Lights. So, you know, kind of a meld between Freaky Friday and Friday Night Lights. Yeah, that's why I didn't want to say the name, because I figured it'd give away the joke, because it's basically the joke. CM Sanders says, I love this one. Yeah, I do too. I like it. It kind of grew on me. I thought it was pretty cute. I liked it. So, and he's got a few more of these. I've got a few more of these that I can show at some point. Not tonight. Not going to show them all tonight, but at some point we'll do that. But that's from the Boone Daily. And I want to thank all the folks at the Boone Daily who allowed me to show this. It's much appreciated. Okay, so we've got some dad jokes. If anybody has their dad jokes, I'm going to read a few of these off to you out of this new dad joke book. Actually, I have a few that are not in the dad joke book that I wanted to read off to you. Let's see. Dad jokes. Oh, yeah. I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now. Yeah. I need a rim shot. There we go. There's my rim shot. Let's see. A guy walks into a bar and he was disqualified from the limbo contest. That was too much for, it should have been shorter. I think there's another variation on that where it just says a really tall guy walks into a bar, ba-dum-bum. That would be the best joke. You think swimming with sharks is expensive? Swimming with sharks cost me an arm and a leg. Oh, man. That doesn't deserve a rim shot, does it? When two vegans get in an argument, is it still called a beef? I ordered a chicken and egg from Amazon. I'll let you know. That car looks nice, but the muffler seems exhausted. Okay, shout out to my fingers. I can count on all of them. Okay, that was dumb, yeah. Did you hear about, here's some did you hear about jokes. Those are always fun. Did you hear about the crustacean accused of promoting his own shellfish interests? Did you hear about the bankrupt poet who owed everyone? O-D-E, not O-W-E-D. Ode. Ode to the poet. Did you hear about the shepherd who drove his sheep into town and was given a ticket for making an U-turn? Did you hear about the cat who ate a ball of yarn? She had mittens. Okay, then. Did you hear about the claustrophobic astronaut? He just wanted a little more space. Okay, that gets a rim shot. Let's see, what else we have here? I wanted to go on record that I support farming. As a matter of fact, you could call me a pro-tractor. Pro-tractor, I'm for tractors. Not a pro-tractor like you. Okay, never mind. Okay. What's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament? Live stream. Ooh, there you go. There, that deserves a rim shot. There you go. Yeah. What else do we have here? How do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile? You will see one later and one in a while. Why did the man name his dogs Rolex and Timex? Because they were watchdogs. Okay, a couple of cups of yogurt walk into a country club. We don't serve your kind here, the bartender says. Why not? One yogurt asks. We're cultured. Let's try this one. A chicken sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here. Okay, that one's pretty good. I like that one. A brain walks into a bar and takes a seat. "I'd like some wings and a pint of beer, please," he says. "Sorry, but I can't serve you," the bartender replies. "You're out of your head." Okay, I like this one. A pirate walks into a bar with a paper towel on his head. The bartender says, "What's with the paper towel?" The pirate says, "Arr, I've got a bounty on me head." Yeah, that was good. That was good. Anybody still watching? they're getting worse and worse, aren't they? Yeah, they are getting worse and worse. All right, what else we got? Seema Center says, "I'm here." Yeah, that helps. You stick around, you might win the book. Okay, let's see what we got. Oh, yeah, Odyssey, nothing going on there. All right. Any other dad jokes that I can... Anybody else have any dad jokes you want to throw in there? Can February March? No, but April May. You know, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but I like bad puns. And in fact, I don't just like them. I love bad puns. That's just how I roll. Yeah. Okay, if you see a robbery at an iStore, does that make you an eyewitness, an Apple iStore? What did the drummer call his twin daughters? Anna 1, Anna 2. I think that was originally a Lawrence Welk joke, I think. And if you don't know who Lawrence Welk is, never mind. He was older than I was when I was born. That was a bad dad joke. I begin to read a horror novel in Braille. Something bad is about to happen. I can feel it. That's where I need the dum 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 here. What's orange? Oh, this is good. What's orange and sounds like a parrot? A carrot. A steak pun is a rare medium done well. But you know what? What's brown and looks like a stick? I said that wrong. Okay, I messed that one up. Never mind. I messed that one up. I totally messed that up. I did. I messed it up. It's supposed to be what's brown and sticky, a stick. Yeah, that would have been funny, except I messed it up. Why can't you hear a psychiatrist using the bathroom? Because the P is silent. Oh, I like this one. What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter? An irrelevant. Yeah. Did I tell you the time I fell in love during a backflip? I was heels over head. Okay. I've some of these are old. It says, what do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account? Prime mates. I don't think I have a response for that one. Oh, yes, I do. It's this one. That's kind of the way the chat's running right now. Let's check the chats, by the way. Facebook, everything quiet here. Okay. And yeah, it's quiet. Just quiet everywhere. Yep. That's about the way it's going tonight. It's just going like this. There's our audience, folks. Here's our audience. Okay. Let me try a couple more. Singing in the shower is fun until you get soap in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera. Oh, my goodness. Okay. What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie? Sophisticated. Yeah, exactly. What happened to my sad trumpet, by the way? What happened to that? I have my sad trumpet. Where'd it go? Okay. It didn't show up. Didn't hear my sad trumpet. Oh, well, I've got to fix that one. I don't know what happened to that one. My sad trumpet is not working. What happened to my sad trumpet? Oh, well. Very weird. I bet that it, quit working. That's one of my favorite effects, too. Sad trumpet. Okay. We got a couple more of these. How does the moon cut his hair? He clips it. What did one wall say to the other? I'll meet you at the corner. What did the zero say to the eight? That belt looks good on you. Oh, all right. Okay, now it took me a minute. It took me a second. Okay, Skeleton walks into a bar and says, "Hey, bartender, I'll have one beer and a mop." Okay, so that one's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Where do fruits go on vacation? Paris. I get it. I asked my dog what's 2 minus 2. He said nothing. What did baby corn say to mama corn? Where's popcorn? What's the best thing about Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus. That's a good one. I always like that one. I want to know what happened to my wah, wah, wah. My sad trumpet. I got a sad trumpet going here, but it's not. Nobody can hear my sad trumpet. That's weird. Why is it? Oh, that's why I can't hear it. Okay, now I can hear it. We'll try it again. Let's try another one we use a sad trumpet on. What does a sprinter eat before a race? Nothing. They fast. Where do you learn to make a banana split? In Sunday school, as in ice cream sundae. What has more letters in the alphabet? The post office. Yeah, that's. Yeah, that was, I made my own. What's the best, I read that one. I got carded at a liquor store and my Blockbuster card accidentally fell out. The cashier said, never mind. That's my sad trumpet. Sad trumpet's still not working? You're kidding me. My sad trumpet's not working. What is going on with my sad trumpet? Wow. Oh, well. So much for that. I'll have to fix that after the show. There's always something going on in this. Always some technical glitch. I can't have one show that doesn't have a single technical glitch in it. That would be nice. Just for once, I'd like to have a show with no technical glitches. None. Not going to be tonight, folks, apparently. Not going to be tonight. Okay, so let me read a few from this book. I'm just opening up just a random page. Page 118. Why don't you ever want to run in front of a car? You'll get tired. Why don't you ever want to run behind a car? You'll get exhausted. I could never figure out how to fasten my seatbelt, but then it clicked. Okay, whoops. Oh, let's see. I just hit something, didn't I? I hate when I do that. Okay. There we go. I knocked out Let me go back to camera one. All right. Where was I? Oh, yes. Once when walking down the street, a man found a locket with a picture of a charming lady inside. He devoted his life to finding this woman, searching for years and years. When his friends asked him how he stayed hopeful, the man said, "I just really admire an independent woman." Independent women. You know, women independent. Okay. It's when you read them, it looks funnier. Why wasn't the sweet potato allowed in the band? They wanted to have a yam session. I can never make reservations at the library. They're always completely booked. My wife enjoys it when I blow air on her when she's hot, but honestly, I'm not a fan. Did you hear old McDonald's son join the army? They call him E.I.G.I. Joe. Okay, now that one's funny. I like this one. That one's really good. I enjoyed it. Okay, very good. Very good. E.I.G.I. Joe. That was clever. I like that one. Dad, I don't like oyings. Kid, what's annoying? Dad, this joke. Yesterday, a potted plant fell on my head. I only have my shelf to blame. Shelf. Did you hear about the headphones that became friends? They were earbuds. You like that one, CM Center? Yeah. Okay, so we have Turtles and Chili is in the chat. Is it Chill or Chili? It's Chill. Turtles and Chill. Turtles and Chill is in the chat on Twitch. He says hello, and hello right back at you, Turtles and Chill. Turtles and Chill says these are 10 dad jokes. Well, some of them are 10 out of 10. He says hello. And CM Center says he loves dad jokes, and Turtles and Chill says same here. Says I sent my hearing aids out. Okay, he's got one right here. Okay, we've got a Turtles and Chill joke. I sent my hearing aids out for repair 2 weeks ago. I haven't heard anything yet. Okay, I like that one. That's good. I like that one. That was good. I like that one. Huh? Turtles and Chill may end up winning a book tonight. We'll see. Put in your best and your worst dad jokes here. We'll get them. I like that one a lot. We'll pick a winner and send the winner a dad joke book. How about that? Amy, you got any dad joke books there? Gee, do you have any dad jokes? Ones that don't have my name in the front of them? Okay. Don't end with my name. Did you hear about the head? Oh, well, we read that one. Did you hear about the guy who was addicted to brake fluid? The good news is he could stop at any time. Yeah. I've got a knock knock joke for you. CM Center says, Tommy is here, and Tom Antio says, hi, Dad, and hi, right back at you. We just showed your video. It was enjoyable. Should probably play it twice, right? Because I did a little editing on it, but you might find it interesting the way I edited it. You can go back and watch it. Okay, knock-knock jokes. Here we go. Knock-knock. I think you got to do it like this. Knock-knock. Who's there? Broken pencil. Broken pencil who? Never mind. It's pointless. Yeah, of course. I know. Okay. What's Beethoven's favorite fruit? Banana, banana. I've heard that one before. I don't trust stairs. They're always so up and down. Why do ducks have feathers? To cover their butt quacks. I should just stop now. Okay. That one gets a rim shot. I like that one. I read that one. I just burned 2,000 calories. It was easy. I just fell asleep with a batch of cookies in the oven. That one also gets a rim shot. Here's one. My dad thinks he's an optimist. He always says, cheer up, son. It could be worse. You could be stuck underground in a hole full of water. I know he means well. Yeah. Did you hear about the celebrity who accidentally glued himself to his autobiography? That's his story, and he's sticking to it. Here's one. A pirate went to see a surgeon and said he wanted his spine removed. The surgeon asked him why he would ever want to have his spine removed. Arr, said the pirate, it's holding me back. Oh, my goodness. It's holding me back. Actually, that was kind of clever. Okay. You know what we need right now? I tell you what we need. More cowbell. We need more cowbell. More cowbell. Okay. Not too much cowbell. Just enough. Did you hear about the celebrity who accidentally glued himself to his autobiography? That's his story, and he's sticking to it. I think I just read that one, didn't I? I did read that. I did just read that. What did I do that for? I just read that. I know. They just losing the place. 14.5% alcohol by volume, folks. You never see hippos hiding in trees. They must be really good at it. Oh, I like that one. Did you hear about the optometrist who loved jokes? The cornea, the better. Okay, that's good. Tom Antio says, nice. I think he was referring to the fact that I played their video and not the jokes. I think that's what he was referring to. Let's check Facebook again. All right, quite a quiet everywhere. Are we going to close it up early? Okay, well, maybe we'll close it up early. We're going to pick a winner for this dad joke book. How about that? We're just going to pick a random winner for the dad joke book. Somebody who put a dad joke in there. Amy, you have any dad jokes? Amy's probably already fallen asleep by now. I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't blame you. Okay, so what have we got? We pick a winner here in a couple of minutes. What do you think, CM Center? We think we got a winner for this dad joke book. It's a pretty nice dad joke book. I want to give one away. I don't care who I'm giving it away to. I want to give it away to somebody. We're going to give it away at the very end. I'm going to do my review first. First comes the review. My final review on this wine. This is the wine that we opened up tonight. It is a Zinfandel. It's called Corvelia. It's a Zinfandel, 14.5% alcohol by volume. In case I didn't mention that earlier several times, that's what it is. And we don't have a vintage date on it. It just says lot 20. And it could be 2020. I don't know. It could be 2019. Could be anything. But I know what it isn't. I know what I was tasting in this wine in the very beginning, and I was getting some cherry, I was getting some blackberry, and I was getting a little hint of plum, I think. And it was a little bit on the oaky side. Let me give it another taste, because it's opened up now. Now it's opened up, but let me be fair about it. Be fair about it and give it another taste. Hmm. It's opened up a little more, so it is tasting a little oakier. Blackberry, there's something else here. What is this? Some kind of toasty. It's tasting kind of toasty. Kind of toasty. Cherry, blackberry. I'm not tasting the plums so much anymore. It was just a little bit of it in the beginning. But it's kind of oaky. This is a very, very bold wine. And as I said before, and look how much is in this glass. When I'm holding it upright, I can barely see the bottom of the glass with it. That's how dense this wine is. Very dense. Almost, I wouldn't say it's such a deep ruby. It's almost kind of purpley. I don't know if that's a word. I'm making it one. Purpley. TM, trademark. And it's... Wow, this is a bold wine, and it's sweeter than I would like it to be. It's not, you know, some people might like a sweet red, but Tommy Antio, you might like this sweet red. Chi, you might like this sweeter red, except for the fact that I don't care much for sweet reds, and it's not sweet, but it's kind of on the sweet side. It's not really dry. And it is kind of smooth wine. It goes down smooth. There's not a lot of tannin in it or anything like that. But it has a long finish, has a long aftertaste, and there's a lot of alcohol. You can tell there's a lot of alcohol in this wine because you can taste the alcohol. It went okay with the foods that we had here. Let me put the foods back up here. We tried it out with these items. We tried it out with the... That's the dad joke book there. Didn't try it with that. We tried it with the burger. It was okay with the burger, actually. It was pretty decent with the burger. And with the Dubliner cheese, it was okay. The cheddar... What was interesting about the cheddar is that all I could taste was the cheddar and alcohol, pretty much. It was basically all I got of it. And the grape, trying with the grape, that was interesting. I'll just leave it at that. That was very interesting. Anyway, my final review on the wine, $9.99 from Trader Joe's, I believe. I personally wouldn't buy another bottle of it. I'm not even sure I'm going to finish this bottle. I'm not really sure. Look, I haven't had that much of it. Look at that. And you know how I usually go down into the bottle. I don't know if you can see it from there, but it's right there. I have not had a third of. I've had maybe a quarter of the bottle, if that. A quarter of the bottle, if that. I've had maybe what constitutes one glass, and maybe a portion of a second, maybe just like a quarter of a second. I have not had much of this wine at all. So you can tell that just from that, yeah, it was not my favorite wine. Didn't really care for it. Some people liked it. It got 4 stars on Vivino somewhere. I don't know who was giving it 4 stars. There was one reviewer on Cellar Tracker, I think, that didn't like it at all. And I kind of tend to agree with him. I do. I don't know where this wine came from. Corvelia bottled, made, and it says, here's the thing, and it says made and bottled by Corvelia in Paso Robles, California. This is California wine. But is it really made and bottled? It doesn't say vent, it says made and bottled. What does that mean? Made and bottled. That's kind of, I don't know. You don't usually see made and bottled somewhere. Usually something that says grown and vented or grown and bottled or something. Made and bottled. I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying that. I already bought it, but you know what I mean. I don't know if I buy that label. It's I don't know. CM Center says Turtles and Chill did share us a nice dad joke. Turtles and Chill certainly did share a nice dad joke, and it's much appreciated. Maybe Turtles and Chill should win this book, right? So my final review on this is I don't like the wine myself. You might like the wine, but I didn't care for it that much. And for $10 a bottle, I think that's $10 I will never see again. I'll just leave it at that. Oh, I do want to remind everyone once again, check out the Puzzle Zone, because we've got the 101 Pooping Puppies. Yeah, the 101 Pooping Puppies we're going to be putting together tomorrow night on the Puzzle Zone. So check it out Sundays and Thursdays on twitch.tv/thepuzzlezone. Hope you'll be there. There's my shameless plug for tonight. And with that, I'll say, you know, we'll read a couple more dad jokes and then we'll call it a night, huh? How about that? Oh, that's the wrong camera. Couple more dad jokes. Anybody else has a last minute dad joke? You can be in the running for a book, to win a book. I think Turtles and Chill could have this one. I'll read a couple more. Picking your nose on an elevator is wrong on so many levels. Did you know there was no place to wash your hands on the Titanic? It was deemed unsinkable. I don't know after all these years if that's still in good taste. I used to be against being an organ donor. Then I had a change of heart. When a mom ladder with a kid marries another ladder, what does that ladder become? A step ladder. Okay. Have you ever played golf on a submarine? It's subpar. Let's see. I love having movie marathons with my dog. He never lets me miss anything. If I have to get up, I just say, hey, pause it. I don't have a good... I don't know what happened to my sad trumpet. What happened to that thing? I can't hear it. Do you hear my sad trumpet anywhere? There's no sad trumpet. It's not. There it is now. I just heard it. I heard my sad trumpet. All right, my sad trumpet. I heard it. All right. Whoops, wrong one. That's our audience tonight, folks, by the way. We've got a problem with the roof, but it's okay. I'm on top of it. My best friend is like my hairline. We go way back. How do you stop a charging bull? You take away its credit card. No. Well, here you go. How did the Romans cut their hair? With a pair of scissors. There you go. With a pair of scissors.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow.
Okay. That's a good one. All right. So I guess it'll do it for the show tonight. All right. Our winner tonight. Do you agree, CM Sender? I think we are going to give away a dad joke book. Yeah, it's working. The sad trumpet finally worked after about 4 or 5 tries. All right, so Turtles and Chill did share us a nice dad joke. Turtles and Chills did do that. So I'll tell you what, Turtles and Chill, you win the dad joke book. How about that? I want to send out a dad joke book tonight. Somebody's going to win it, and you win almost by default. but you win one. I'm going to send it to you. Why not? I'm going to send you a daily dose of dad jokes. It's like a 365 days of dad jokes. This is going to be fun. So, Turtles and Chill, if you're still in the chat, if we haven't scared you off by now, if you haven't fallen asleep or anything, send me your email address, or not email address, what am I saying? Send me a shipping address where I can ship this to you. You send it to Rick@SavoyaMedia.com, Rick@SavoyaMedia.com. Just send me a shipping address, a valid shipping address. I won't do anything else but send you the book with it. I'm not, it's not going to, I don't spam you. I don't send you stuff, you know, nothing like that. It's just for sending you the book. You want, you can use a P.O. box. It's fine. I usually ship these things out USPS anyway. So, Duffo Allen is in the chat. Duffo Allen says, hello, what do you think about Argentinian wines? Argentinian wines? I love Argentinian wines. And you know what? I'm glad you're here. Thanks for stopping by. Duffo Allen, you know that I get that question, and this is very, very interesting because of all the places where they make wine, I get that question the most in the chats. People in the chat will say, well, what do you think of Argentinian wines? Argentinian wines. It's 14.5% alcohol by volume tonight, folks. Bear with me. I didn't really drink that much of it for various reasons. No, I like Argentinian wines. I like our wines from Argentina. Argentina has some great wineries there. They have some great vineyards there, and I love their wines. I've reviewed quite a few of them in the past. As a matter of fact, we have one down here. I have one. I think the Amenque is an Argentina wine, and we may just open that up next week. So if you want to join us now, next week, we may open up that wine and we'll review it then. That could be a lot of fun. So, I do like a good wine from Argentina. I'm not drinking any more of this wine tonight. I do like a good wine from Argentina. I do. And there are other wines that I really enjoy. Of course, being of Italian heritage. Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. I'm glad to remind myself. Okay, I did receive a note from someone on it was a comment on YouTube sometime back, and this was for the Nero Grande Passamento 2020 red wine tasting review. This was from Helio Turin, and he said, because I mentioned, you know, I'm part Italian, but I can't even really read the Italian, and I don't speak it well at all. So he said. He says, I'm Italian. He's quoting me. He says, I'm Italian, but I don't really speak it. And he says, well, then you are not Italian. He says, you are not Italian. Okay, fair enough. I don't speak the language, but I do have Italian blood in me. Okay. I do. My grandparents came over from the boat from Italy. It's just they never taught me. They spoke Italian, mostly spoke Italian. My dad knew Italian, but he never bothered. He was not the kind of person. He was not a hands-on kind of guy teaching his kids things. He just didn't really do that. He mostly yelled at us. But instead of, you know, that was his way of teaching you to do something. He's kind of like, you're not doing that right. You're doing that wrong. But he never really had the patience nor the time to teach us the language, and we never spoke it in the house. Very rarely did we speak it in the house. I did take a little bit of a course on speaking Italian from some friends, but in the day when I was young, but I don't remember most of it. I don't really speak Italian, but yeah, I do have Italian blood in me. But fair enough. From Helio Turin, he says, if you don't speak it, well, then you're not Italian. We'll see. Maybe I'll learn Italian yet. Then I'll be in a real Italian, I guess, according to Helio Turin. Okay, but I do appreciate the comment. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Please send your comments, rick@savoyamedia.com. Send in, you can also comment anytime in the chats, anywhere you go. I think we're going to close it up for tonight. I do want to bring up one more thing. I wanted to bring up my good friend, Roadkill Bill, who just had a bath. He needed one. Roadkill Bill, who is squeaking. His squeaker still works. even after being really, really torn up, he's more none the worse for wear. Anyway, Roadkill Bill says, because I'm translating for him here. There we go. Roadkill Bill says, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever you are. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. Do not drink and drive. Think of others as well as yourself. You may think you're okay, but drunk driving, buzz driving is drunk driving, as they say, and that's true. Don't drink and drive. Just stay on the safe side, okay? It's not worth it. Don't text and drive either, because that's also a bad thing. Because, you know, I want you to have a great week, but most of all, I want to have a safe week. And I do also want to thank everyone who joined me in the chat, by the way. Amy, thank you for being here. My lovely wife, Chi, and everyone who joined me in the chat on Twitch. Tom Antio, Duffo Allen, Turtles and Chill. Please don't forget to send your address over so we can ship this book out to you right away. CM Cinder and Tom Antio and everybody who joined me in the chat there. Also, those who are watching on Odyssey and on Twitter and on YouTube but did not want to venture into the chats, thank you for being here anyway, because I do appreciate each and every one of you. I want you to have a safe week so you can all join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.